No, you're good. I just wonder if it's not getting the same amount of power or what. But anyways, sad afternoon, everyone. I'm Dom.
I am Jamie.
And this is the Cutting Room Floor. Before we get into the topic today, we have a mysterious death of a legend. And it's weird.
Yes. I mean, he was 95.
He was old, but his whole family?
Can you say too soon? When they're 95?
I mean, I don't know if that's old.
I had a friend I used to work with. He used to say, after a certain age, no matter what you die from, it's natural causes.
Yeah, I feel that.
So even if you slip and you hit your head on a sink,
yeah,
if you're like 95, it's natural
causes. Yeah, because you probably wouldn't have slipped if you weren't 95.
Yes. And I hate to say that, but I had to agree with him. I'm like, I think he might be right.
He might be, because 95. I mean, if you live to be that old, like, holy hell.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even think I want to be that old. That's all the shit.
It is. And depending on, like,
unless I'm living like Clint Eastwood, still making movies.
Yeah, because Clint Eastwood's, what, 94 now?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Gene Hackman is who we're talking about.
Hackman.
Yes.
Superman, Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Royal Tannenbaum.
Popeye Doyle.
Yeah, Popeye Doyle.
Whoever he played in Unforgiven.
Unforgiven, bro. Yeah. A dick, as usual.
Yeah.
Crimson Tide.
He was in
Enemy of the State.
He was in The Poseidon Adventure?
Yeah.
I think he played a priest or something in The Poseidon Adventure.
Man.
And he was in, was he in
Welcome to Moose Point?
Well, he was, yes. Superman 4, The Quest for Peace?
You're just watching probably his best movie.
was he in No Way Out with Kevin Costner? Or was he in some film with Kevin Costner?
I don't know. He's in my movie with Tom Cruise, fucking the one where he's the young lawyer. The firm.
Yeah, the firm. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
He was pretty much Hollywood's biggest dick.
He was always a heavy. Every film.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
I don't mean it in the Willem.
Yeah, he's not Willem Dafoe. Right?
Yeah, no.
Like,
No.
He's Hackman.
Yeah, I meant figuratively, not literally. Yeah.
I mean, he was always. There are no teams.
Oh, yeah. There are no teams, Chazzy.
Yep, none.
Yeah.
His best movie, though, I'm going to say, is either Royal Tannenbaums or The French Connection. I don't know. One of them, too. But
I did want to say, believe it or not, because I'd asked you if you wanted to just do... So we're doing just like an impromptu thing before we talk today. He is the guy who made cinematic supervillains great.
Yeah.
Without his Lex Luthor...
He was the first real on-screen one, like the big example. Yeah. He kind of set that blueprint.
Because without him
Joker. Superman,
the movie, yeah. You wouldn't have had Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have had Ledger. You wouldn't have had Hiddleston as Loki.
Yep.
You know...
He is that blueprint villain.
Yeah. So without him, we have the modern state. Like, we even have Willem Dafoe. Hollywood's literal biggest.
Yeah.
As the Green Goblin, because of Hackman as Lex Luthor.
He did set the standard of what a movie villain should be.
Yeah. He was in No Way Out with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, he was in The Replacements?
Oh, yeah, he is in The Replacements.
Yeah,
he's a head coach.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Man, he's in a lot of shit. He's in a lot of random shit.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Gene. We are going to cover this when we get more info.
Yeah.
Because this is a weird mystery. I want to be a little more informed before we discuss it. But today, we're going to discuss something a little more right now.
A little more less serious.
Less serious, but...
It's about the death of a pope.
It's about the death of a pope. Less serious.
What?
We're going to talk about Oscar-nominated... possible best picture winner, maybe at this point on the day of recording this. It is February 27th. Okay, so by the time you hear this,
and Sunday is the Oscar.
Sunday is the Oscar. Okay. So by the time you hear this, you will know whether or not Conclave won or not.
Yeah.
Because it did just win.
And Conan's hosting, right?
Yes, that's gonna be lit.
Yeah.
Conclave just won the BAFTA for best feature, and it just won best ensemble at SAG. Beating out Anora, which is kind of the front runner or who people thought for the last couple weeks.
Well, see, believe it or not, like, because I just texted you a little while ago, like, I think Anora, I don't know if I said I liked Nora more mm-hmm. than this film, mm-hmm. but this film has a better cast,
yes,
better acting, yes. probably better writing,
better
direction,
yep.
better costumes,
the set designs, the yes. costumes, everything. I was like, it's done to
about
a T.
This film is better. It's just Nora is more interesting.
It's more entertaining. Yes, yes. I was like, yes. Nora is a more entertaining story. Let's keep yes. it real. Conclave, as good as it is, at the end of the day, it's a film with a bunch of over 60-year-old guys. Like, yes. Ray Fiennes, like, the youngest dude in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stanley Tucci's pushing 70,
he's probably
right?
pushing 70. John Lithgow, 79.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got to be close to 80.
He looks great, though, man. He does.
He's – John Lithgow is – or Lithgow, however
I think it's Go, actually.
Like – he's one of the best actors.
He is. He can pull it out.
And I keep telling you, well, I don't keep, but I've told you before, I think season one of HBO's Perry Mason, mm-hmm. he's in it and you got to see him in it.
Bro, season four of Dexter, he's the best part of that
really?
Series. Yes.
He wow. plays,
oh my God, it's the best season. He's the best character.
Anytime he's on screen, he
elevates everything yes. and everyone around him.
Yes, because he's has that gravitas.
He does. He does. He's a big dude. You know, big stature.
I mean, Harry and the Hendersons.
Hey, Harry, I forgot about Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes, the world according to Garp, right?
I haven't seen that so long, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, he's also Lord Farquaad in Shrek, the shortest guy ever. And he's like 6'5 in real life.
Like, wait, what?
Funny as shit. But Conclave, but in all seriousness, I'm actually doing my final Oscar picks tonight, my predictions.
Oh, I did want to tell you really quick, I'm Still Here only came out in wide release like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
In theaters.
Which is insane.
So it, you know, it's not available digitally at all. So we can't just rent it.
Yeah.
It's available for pre-order on Apple Plus. I was looking for it because I wanted to get it for you so you could see it before the Oscars, but the way they released it.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they should have fast-tracked this shit when it started picking up all the steam.
Yeah, that way people who – because these independent films aren't in theaters.
They're not.
Area.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, if I want to see I'm Still Here, I'm going to have to drive to Delaware.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
because before that it was released, I think 2 weeks or a week and a half before that, it was released – in like New York and
yeah,
LA
all and major freaking cities.
Yeah.
New York is far, LA is farther.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to apologize because I know you wanted to see it before the Oscars.
It's all good. I'm really upset about it because it's pretty much the only thing I haven't seen besides like the shorts and shit, which I really don't care about. But and in my heart of hearts, I know Fernando Torres gave the best performance of the year, male or female, and I know I'm Still Here is probably the best movie on the slate. And I just haven't seen it to confirm it.
Yeah.
But I still don't give a fuck. I want Demi Moore to win. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if Fernando Torres gave a better performance than Marlon and the Godfather, than PTA, or than Daniel Day in any movie.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, look, if they gave that vanity Oscar to Jamie Lee Curtis, right?
Yeah. You got to give it to
Jamie. I mean,
I need
on.
This.
Yeah.
I need it more than she does.
You know? You need her to get that.
I need her to get it.
Does.
I need that speech, bro. That speech is going to be A1.
Yeah,
because
she was great at the
Golden
Globes.
She's been great at the Globes, the SAGs, Critics' Choice.
She doesn't look like she's sagging, though.
She is not sagging at all. Not at all. Man, she ain't looking like a giant jellyfish on the beach.
Yeah.
Bro.
She need to roll her back in the ocean.
Roll her back in the ocean. She's killing it, but. Conclave, man, first things first, Conclave has a shot to win at least 3 Oscars, I think. I think it's winning editing. It's absolutely winning adapted screenplay. It's pretty
That's right, it's based on a book.
This is selling up for that. And I do think it can win Best Picture. And I think Ever Berger was definitely snubbed for Best Director. We put Jacques Odiard in there for...
Wait, he's not up for Best Director.
Isn't that crazy, bro? Isn't that nuts? But they put the Emilio Perez dude in there. They put the director of A Complete Unknown in there. The most Oscar bait boring film on the whole Best Picture list.
I still haven't seen it, but I want to.
You should watch
music.
It.
We
for the music.
Last
Absolutely.
Week,
yeah. I was like, the music is good. Chalamet is incredible.
Hold on. Did you watch Better Man? You said you were going
to. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Is it really good?
It's good. You're gonna love it.
And he does a version of Rock DJ in there, doesn't
he? Dude, he does a bunch of versions of a bunch of songs.
Yeah, because I love Robbie Williams.
You're gonna love it. That's what I'm like. If you're a fan of him, you're gonna like this movie. First of all, the visual effects are insane. The monkey looks real.
Yeah.
And by about 15 minutes in, he's a human. You don't even see him as a monkey. You're just like, this is the guy. And that was such a nice I just thought it was a good touch to the film that made it more entertaining and more fun.
Yeah.
It was funny. You know, it's wild. Tells a good story. The music is dope, bro. The sequences, like, there's some fucking dope stunts and shit in here. Yeah. I was very impressed with it. I'm shocked it bombed like it did, especially in the UK. Like, I thought they would come out and see him. Yeah.
Because he's been, a superstar for 30 years over there. He sold
like 80 million records. Yes, I'm like, this dude is insane. I'm like, I was shocked more people didn't come out to see it.
He's been a star. Like, he's in his early 50s.
Yeah, he's only 51.
Yeah.
So I was like, he's still young as shit.
So his first solo album came out in 97. Mm-hmm. That's like 28 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's 51, so he's early 20s, and he was in Take That before that.
Yep, Take That.
Which is like, you know, British boy band.
Yep, because they go over that.
Yeah, okay.
So that's how it starts with him, like, it starts with him as a kid and, like, how he got into Take That.
Okay.
And then how Take That kind of, he started going crazy and shit.
Yeah, because he got kicked out for violating the contract.
Yeah, he was,
See, I knew all about him way back when.
Yeah.
I just love.
See, you'll know, all this will just be a visual refresher to you.
Yes, yeah.
But it is funny, dude. Like, there's some funny ass parts. And I like that he voices him.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. And I like that he also was like, tell the story honestly. Because it doesn't make him look good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But see, everybody knows because he was like I think he dated a tabloid king, I was going to say.
He dated some pop
Ginger
star.
Ginger Spice.
Yeah, yeah.
At the time when the Spice Girls were popular.
Okay, so that's who. So they changed that. They don't. You see him dating a chick who's in a pop group.
Yeah.
But they are not called the Spice Girls.
Oh, okay.
They are called something else. And like, okay. That I didn't know. Now that's interesting. Movie just got even better for me. Okay, you should watch it. I absolutely recommend it.
If you ever get a chance to look it up, I don't know if it would be on anything other than maybe YouTube, but like 25 years ago, he did MTV Cribs.
Oh man, is this house dope?
It was, and it's great because he's like on his bed. He's like, you know, I do this on my bed, and sometimes there's someone there with me.
This mother,
like Robbie Williams is actually incredible. Like,
dude, he was funny as shit in the movie. I was like, this guy is funny,
and I think that's how he is in real life. Because a lot of his early music was like, especially like even in the song Millennium, he's like, you know, we know this is all gonna fade away, so we just live it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of like, but he's still around,
dude. He's still around.
Yeah, and it's like he's incredible.
I love that he got back and Take That in 2010.
Oh, yeah. They did get back together. Yeah, yes, that's
kind of dope. But, dude.
Because they all hated each other.
Yeah, man. And they show that in the movie.
Because like, he wasn't supposed to be successful. It was the main
singer. The main dude, Gary or whatever the fuck they call it. I don't know if that was his real name.
Gary something.
Yeah, so, they show that because he's all right, we'll talk. You know, we'll do Better Man soon.
Yeah,
Better Man. Because I'm like, we're just about to turn into a Better Man episode.
I'm sorry, since you told me you were going to watch
it. But it is Oscar nominated for Best Visual Effects. And if it wasn't for a movie called Dune 2, I would pick it to win.
Yeah.
But,
Dune 2 was. Yeah, I mean, as it was written.
As it was written, exactly, bro. I concede.
Conclave. I'm sorry, Conclave.
So Conclave, Rotten Tomatoes, 93%.
Wow.
IMDb, 7.4. Letterboxd, 3.9. So we got good scores. The people seem to like this movie. People seem to be, it's no one's favorite movie of the year. It's no one's favorite Best Picture movie of the year. But it's one no one would be mad at if it won.
Okay.
Because it feels like a Best Picture movie. But it's not too, it's got some Oscar bait in it, of course.
Yeah,
but it's not too much. It's not overdone, I don't think. I had a lot of fun with it.
Honestly, I think Isabella Rossellini was incredible.
She was great.
Even though she was only,
in like 15, 20 minutes maybe.
Now, she'll never be her mom.
Never. Oh my God, Ingrid Bergman.
I know, dude. I know.
She's incredible.
I know. I hate to bring her up because I know you love
her. That's one of my favorites. You know, bro. And I'm so mad she only worked with Ingmar Bergman once. I'm like, you guys are both Swedish royalty. And you only did one fucking movie together when she's in her late 40s? Get out of my face, bro.
What?
Like, I'm sorry. It's a great film,
and
too.
Look, if she only ever did, like, what was it, Notorious?
Notorious, dude.
Yeah.
Casablanca.
And Casablanca. If she only ever did those two, just those two.
Legend, but she's like, I got more legendary. Yeah,
Bogey and Cary Grant.
Yep.
And both films with Claude Rains.
Mm-hmm. Claude Rains.
Yeah.
He's so good in Notorious. Right?
And he's such an underrated actor.
He is.
Should talk about him some other time.
Everything I've ever seen him in, I'm like, this dude is always good, bro. He's always good.
Really quick, did you ever see Mr. Skeffington with him and Betty Davis?
Oh, no, but I'm sure that's good.
Incredible.
I'll have to watch. I love both of them. So,
yeah.
But Conclave, man, it's Surge. Like I said, it's won, it won BAFTA Ensemble, or it won. Oh, it did win BAFTA Ensemble, but it won Best Picture at BAFTA, and it won Ensemble at SAG, which kind of like really shifted the Best Picture narrative.
Really?
Because everyone thought Anora was about to win at SAG. I thought it was Wicked. I thought Wicked was going to win.
Oh, yeah, they had a great Ensemble.
They did, and they were up for 5 nominations, which I think was tied for the most at SAG.
Wow.
So I was like, they really fuck with this movie, so I thought they would give it to it, especially because they're not going to – nobody else is going to win. Demi won, Zoe won, so
– yeah.
But – they said Conclave, and at that moment, I was like, I think we got to start taking Conclave a little bit more serious. It's my dark horse pick for the win. The safe pick is Anora. I got Conclave in a very close second, and I kind of want to pick it just to be fun and to have some balls.
What other films are nominated? Is The Substance nominated?
Of course.
Really?
It is. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, it's nominated. It ain't got a shot to win, but I'm just glad it's there.
Wouldn't that be crazy if that
went? If The Substance won, bro, I'd be doing the Margaret Qualley dance all over the fucking place, bro.
You'd be
pumping it the fuck up. Like, come on, bro. So, you got The Brutalist, which I think is in third place. That, okay. Personally for me, if Dom was picking what,
yeah, that's what I you think, said, the Brutalist,
yes, I think The Brutalist is a picture that feels like it should win Best Picture. It's not too Oscar baity. It's different. It's fun. It's original as hell. Especially, it feels like a real story, but this motherfucker made it up. So I'm like, I loved it. I thought Adrian Brody was great. He's going to win Best Actor. That would be my personal pick, even though The Substance is my favorite movie. Yeah. But I do think right now it's still hard to say Anora isn't going to win. But let's get into Conclave.
Yes. Yeah, so this, I keep getting distracted.
So this movie, in my eyes, was about a whole lot of different stuff.
Yeah, it's not necessarily about what the movie's about.
Yep. And we thought it'd be good to do this now, obviously, because
the
Pope is sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, hope this guy ends up okay.
I hope he actually just steps down like the other one did.
Yeah.
And then that way it's not.
So it's not this big thing.
Yeah.
You know, he can kind of do his thing in private.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be nice for him. Because people seem to like him.
Yeah, Pope, you know? Francis is.
Yeah, people seem to like him a lot. So he seems like a nice guy. But, you know, you know a lot about Catholicism, and I don't.
Yeah.
So you can definitely help out and plug in some of your knowledge here as we go over it. Is you went to Catholic school, what, 10 years?
I believe it or not, it was 7 or 8 years.
7 or 8, close enough.
Yeah.
You're going to learn something in that time.
Yeah, you do.
So that's a long time. So that's pretty cool. And it seems like it shaped you in a lot of different ways and made you see things differently than a lot of other people do.
And question things.
Yes. I'm like, yes, you question a lot of things. And I think that's a good thing. But Conclave, you know, it was an election year, and I think this movie parallels the election a lot. It's up for Oscars. What are they doing right now? Voting and picking.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird, like, how relevant this movie is. It covers a lot of stuff. We got things about intersex and
and the crazy thing is it'll always mirror what's going on.
It will,
yeah,
because it's always gonna happen.
Yes.
Yep, it's always gonna be relevant.
So it's almost gonna be one of those things we could talk about in like 50 years as being timeless.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beautiful touch to this film. And I'm gonna just go ahead and start about some of the stuff I liked about it. Thought the acting was absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah.
From everyone involved.
Ralph Fiennes is probably one of the best.
He's one of the best of all time. And, like, a lot of people are like, I wouldn't be shocked if Ralph Fiennes ended up winning Best Actor this year, because he is up.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
And he deserves it.
But every time I hear him talk, I hear M. Gustav.
Oh, my God, yes.
And it's crazy. I'm like, is he talking to Zero?
Yeah.
But he's saying these things. And I'm watching Conclave.
I'm watching Conclave, and I literally, like, they showed a scene, and I was looking, and I was like, man, he is getting old. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, man, when you're young, it's all about filet mignon. When we get older, you gotta go for the cheaper cuts.
Yeah, that's the African cardinal.
Yes.
Because of what happened to him. So that nun, when she was 19, was Filet Mignon.
Yep. And now he's like, shit, I can't even get the cheaper cuts. I'm trying to be the Pope now. Bro, that shit is funny as hell. That line just popped in my head. Yeah. And I just started laughing so hard.
That's funny.
That's the acting is incredible. Editing is phenomenal. The score is phenomenal. The fucking set designs are insane. The church, oh my God.
See, here's the great thing about it, and I think what also would make it timeless is that the way that they vote for the Pope probably hasn't changed in centuries.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like that. So, all these rounds of it.
Yeah, I mean, and they write it on a piece of paper.
Ain't no computer.
They're in a room, and it seems like it's just an ancient process that hasn't changed. Like time hasn't changed. So it is still the same, no matter which century you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what'll make it also last. Is you can watch it and still know, like, this is probably accurate as to how they do it.
Yeah.
And I like to call it holy smoke.
Yo, it is holy smoke.
It is. That's what I like to call it.
One thing I loved about that, mirroring what you just said about the timeless aspect, I think it is going to be timeless in that way because, like you said, they've been doing this for years. And one thing I like about this film is it shows these cardinals is very, very human beings.
Yeah.
They aren't these figures to be looked at and worshipped and praised.
Infallible.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, you see the old and the new in the cardinals. You got some outside smoking cigarettes, and then you got some outside vaping, which shows you things of the past and the present, all while we're still in this same union doing the same thing
This ancient ritual.
As time progresses, you see a traditional cigarette smoker and you see a modern cigarette smoker, but we're still doing the same thing in the same way. So we're all going to change, but this one thing is going to stay the same.
Yeah, it's a constant. And you know who the first pope is, or who they consider the first pope?
I don't know.
St. Peter. Yeah, St. Peter is considered the first pope of the Catholic Church.
And what year was this?
I would say, when did Jesus die?
That's what I was like.
Okay. So like 33, 34. Because, he continued the apostles, the story goes, continued the expansion of the church. And I don't know when he would have been, if it would have been like a retcon, let's say, like after the fact, because of what he did, they're like, well, he's technically the first pope because of everything he did. Or if I can't remember if they just came up with that term for him at the time.
Mm.
But they usually consider St. Peter to be the first pope.
Well, that's kind of dope.
So I would assume then whoever the second pope was, this would be when they would have started this tradition.
Because they're like, all right, we got to pick the next dude.
Yeah.
So
in theory, this tradition could almost be 2000.
2000. I was like, that's nuts. That's almost a lot of years, which is dope.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, like, human civilization's been around for about 300,000 years.
Yes.
And yet, this is only a 2,000-year-old tradition, which is old, but it's actually new in concept when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when you're looking at, like, statistics.
It's kind of nutty. Well, the Pope is dead. The Pope in this movie dies. And Cardinal Lawrence, Ralph Fiennes' his character, who's absolutely incredible in this movie. Great costume designs, by the way, too.
Everything. I was looking at, like, that scene when he's doing his homily, right?
Uh-huh.
Just what everyone's wearing.
And I'm the colors in it are they just pop. They're vivid as hell. Like, man, it's a dope-looking film. That's one thing that really drew me in, the look of it. The look of the film is great. It's a chill film. It's a vibe, in a way. It's not a lot of craziness going on. It's only rated PG. You know
I was going to say it's super mellow.
It's mellow, but it does its job.
But there's intrigue.
There's intrigue in it, you know. And so the Pope's dead, so we got to get a new Pope. And Tremblay, who's played by Lithgow.
Yeah.
He really wants to be the Pope. And
yes, he does.
So much so to the point where, this dude might have had a hand in some things, but
he's like sabotaging.
He's a fucking asshole.
Like bribing.
Yo, he's doing everything. Yeah, he's doing everything to get this win. But we learn that we know he's a bad guy because before the Pope died, he dismissed him. And mysteriously, the Pope dies.
Yes.
And so there's questions to be asked.
Yes.
the long and short of this movie is, this movie just shows you human nature, shows you people aren't perfect, and people, no matter how holy they're supposed to be, will step on toes, will claw you in the back to get to the top and to get where they want. Everybody got secrets. Everybody has dirt. So Ray Fiennes' character, Lawrence, he is the, what do they call him? The dean.
The dean of the college.
So yeah. He's responsible for making sure all this shit goes smoothly, which is a shitty job.
Yeah, he has to run the conclave.
This is a shit job because he had to deal with all the politics of it all, because that's all it is. It's all politics.
Yeah, because there's so many people from so many different
countries. Many different places.
And they all have different philosophies about things.
Yes, and that's what blew me away about this movie, too, because I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I'm very ignorant to this religion and what goes on. So, guys, please feel free to roast me in the comments about my ignorance. I've never studied this, so
no, it's okay.
I was very appalled to see how many different races of people from around the world were there.
Well,
people from Africa and South America.
Colonialism.
Yeah, dude, correct. That's why. Went and taught all this shit. Took shit over.
So it actually represents that, if you think about it.
Oh, man, it does.
It represents the... I don't want to say after effects, because if people take on the religion of their oppressor, it's still an effect.
It's an effect, yes.
And that's what that shows.
Yeah, and these people were passionate about it.
Oh, yeah.
And especially like the African bulls, they were in there loud and proud. You know, the Spanish bulls, they were in there loud and proud. They were really in the game. And, you know, of course, the Italians are resistant to the outsiders, you know, they don't really like the blacks. Well, Tedesco specifically. Yeah, I can't say they're all like that.
It is the Roman Catholic
Church. Roman Catholic Church. Yes, that's the Roman Catholic Church. Yeah. So Tedesco, he's a very traditional Roman Catholic man.
Is that Tucci?
No, that was Bellini. Tedesco's the asshole who's like, we should start war and we got to go against these dude. Nobody wants to win.
Yes, that's right.
Dude's
like,
listen.
Oh, he's kind of the fascist guy.
He is the fascist guy.
He's the guy Bellini was saying he has all these views.
Yes, he's like, we can't let him win.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, and that's the thing of it. And this is how this movie shows you. This is how you know it's a political movie and parallels the election so much. Because it's about picking the lesser of two evils at the end of the day. And like, this movie is a movie still. And they find the beacon of hope. Like, that is there. Like, they do have the essentially the Barack Obama of it all that they do find in it.
Or the Kamala Harris.
Or the Kamala.
Because it came out in 24.
But I was just thinking, like, this guy's giving them hope. Barack's thing was hope.
Oh, that's true, because he gives that speech.
He does.
And then suddenly everyone's like, this dude?
Yeah, yeah. That's how it goes, which we'll get there.
And they don't bring him in until, like, a half hour, 45 minutes in.
Yeah, like he comes in, like, they introduce him when he gets there, but he don't really play a big role in it until the end. So... Tedesco's the bad guy. That's the one everyone's like, listen, Tremblay might be a dick, but he's still better than that dude. So it's like,
yeah, we need to vote for Tremblay.
Yes, it's like, this is the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah, tell anyone supporting you, vote for Tremblay.
Yeah, vote for Tremblay. It's like, we all got to ban. It's almost kind of like everyone wanted to ban up against Emilio Perez. They're like, we just have to stop this movie somehow.
Yeah.
And they figured it out. That's what they did.
Yeah.
So that was kind of what they were doing. Man, it's funny. This movie parallels so much going on. Because you can even make that comparison.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, let's find some dirt on this fucking chick in this movie so we can stop it from winning.
well, some people were offended by Emilio Perez because the guy who did it isn't Mexican.
Nope.
He did no research on Mexico. But some Mexicans loved it.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Because I was listening to NPR. There's like a Latina show on Sundays. And when I take a break, I just sit in my car and I listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about it this past Sunday, Latino roundtable talking about it.
I wonder, my question would be is, what is your socioeconomic status? That would be my question to those Latinos, because I think that's going to matter on how you feel about it. So if you're sitting in the ivory tower, it's great.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody who's out there living it, you're probably like, man, fuck you.
I haven't seen it because you warned me against it.
It's a waste of years. You'll be like, nah, I'm going to turn it off probably halfway through. It's too long. The music is terrible. But like I said, there are like when I looked at the best pictures, if I was going to rank them, Emilio Perez would not be last. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be honest. It would be towards the bottom, but it wouldn't be last. There's a lot in it that is cool that I will say was entertaining. Because Emilio Perez is more entertaining than Nickel Boys and A Complete Unknown, in my opinion. Although I think those are traditionally better movies because of what they represent. Still, if I had to watch one again, I'd probably watch Emilio Perez over them too, just because they're more. It's a little more fun. It is. But it's still not great. So Tedesco must be stopped. But it's like, all right, we got all these people here. We got to elect this Pope. We have in the conclave, and the women have no say. The sisters have no say.
Yes.
And that comes up later. And I actually think that's absolutely insane that in this day and age, religion hasn't shifted.
It's an ancient thing.
It is. And that's kind of, it's a little bit crazy to me, especially what Rosalini says, like he gave us eyes and ears, but and a mouth, and we're basically not allowed to use them.
Yes.
So God gave us these things that they gave you, but y'all feel like, what we got to say here and do don't matter. And I just think in this day and age,
because they're doing all the cooking, all the cleaning,
they're doing everything. Without them, y'all fall apart. Yeah. That, you know how hard it is to make that? Yes. I watch Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, me too.
I know how hard it is. People fuck it up all the time. So I'm like, y'all eating good. Like, those are some of my favorite scenes, the cafeteria scenes. All the shit goes down in the cafeteria.
Yes.
Everything goes down. It is. It's literally high school. It literally is. Like fights, like arguments and shit. It literally is. So
and the nuns are probably the monitors.
They're the monitors, yeah. They're like, all right, cut it out, quiet down, let's go.
Yeah.
Give me your trash. You know, so Warren says he's tasked with this difficult job of running this, and he's hearing everything and seeing everything, and he doesn't trust Tremblay for good reasons. Because Tremblay's been shady from the very start. He's shady from the jump. And
John Lithgow is great at being shady.
He really is. And he's great at it in this. And he's playing it up so well to try and make him think, you know, everything's okay. I'm like, God, this guy's so good. He could have got a best supporting. Tucci could have got a best supporting. But so we get to the conclave day one, because it's like it's days of voting and rounds and and the politics go into play, just like this Oscar shit. They vote for a while, and as things shift and turn, it changes the voting, just like in this movie. And day one, everybody was feeling, I think it's Adeyemi, or however you say his name. I got it written down.
Is that
the Black Bull, African dude.
Yeah.
They were feeling the African dude, even though they were saying he feels like he was saying some fucked up shit about gays or something
Oh, maybe that's the guy I was thinking he was talking about.
No, when Tucci's character, he's talking about, he says he don't believe, he said he believes all gays should be prison and burn in hell, all gays should be prison in this life and burn in hell in the next one.
That's he was scene
actually
was
talking
of.
About the African guy.
Okay.
And he said something else about Tedesco that was a little even more fucked up. But yeah, I was like, wow. I think it was cool to see all these different personalities with all these different beliefs. Because you got all these people from all these other countries. They all believe in other shit.
Yeah.
There's no mutual consensus that this should be that way or that should be this way. And I thought that was cool to see in this movie, because that's how life is. No one's going to agree on everything, especially major issues and topics.
Yeah, there's still cultural differences.
You have this blanket of the religion.
Yeah.
But there's different crumbs on the carpet.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got,
that's the way to say
that's what it is. So when you vacuum it up, you're getting Cheetos, Lay's, and Cheez-Its. So, the Africans had their things. The Spanish guys had their things. The Italians had their things. So everybody had their shit. And it's like, guys, we got to pick what shit we want to smell. You know, because it's all shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's some of it's good, sure, but it's all shit. And, you know, at that point, I was feeling Bellini. I was like, I think this guy should win. He seems to be the most neutral.
Even Lawrence was like, dude,
go push.
Yeah.
And it was kind of sad when they go through the first round of voting. He was like in fifth place or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it just shows you that a lot of people are still very, like, past, like, their minds are still in the past, because he was very, very forward thinking.
He was,
women, sexuality,
yeah,
race, everything. He was very if you were going to compare the politics, he would be on the left. You would call him a liberal or whatever. Whereas someone like Tedesco or Adamai, however you say his name, the African guy, or even Tremblay would be considered probably more on the right. And, you know, and then you got Benitez, the guy they end up picking. He probably falls somewhere in the middle,
yeah,
which is where the best thing is going to lie typically, because there's going to be good ideas on both sides, you know, but some get extreme on one side and some get too extreme on the other. And that's usually where problems come in. So it's about finding the closest balance.
Yeah.
But these guys are feeling the African dude. They're feeling he was up by a lot. And Tremblay was like, shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to lose, dog. He's like, I'm about to lose. So he gets some dirt on my mans and finds out that the African guy had fucked a 19-year-old when he was 30 and knocked her up. Which, I mean, that's illegal, at least in the United States. I'm sure it's legal wherever they're
at. I mean, he was probably a priest.
He was probably, yes, which that's the problem. Because it's like, if you were a regular dude, I mean, hey, it happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever. You fell in love with a 19-year-old, no thing. But that was a problem. And no one knew.
Yeah.
And yo, there's a showdown in the cafeteria. They start the chick. He brings the chick there. Tremblay brings the chick there.
Yes.
And they start arguing in the cafe.
And she's a nun.
And she's
right?
a nun. Yeah. Yeah. And so, of course, Cardinal Lawrence is like, God damn, I got to deal with this shit now. And he's like, all right, Sister Agnes, let me holler at her. And she's like, listen, you know, you don't need to worry about a tray, bro. You got a whole conclave to run. He said, listen, bitch. You're going to go ahead and get up out this room and let me talk to this girl. We're going to have some problems in this conclave.
Yeah.
And like, that ain't what he said. But that's, he said that in a very Catholic way.
Yes.
And, so he talks to her and he gets the scoop. And so he pretty much tells the African bull, yeah, you ain't going
to
be Pope.
Yeah. You have to withdraw.
You got to withdraw. Yeah. And
which you didn't do when you were 30.
Yeah. Which you did not do when you were 30. You kept your name in the hat and you were picked.
Yes.
So, but he did say, he's like, I don't even know if the baby's mine. I mean, she was 19. She could have been clapping mad cheeks. Who knows? Who knows?
But that's a direct quote from the film.
That is right from the film. He said she could have been in all kinds of cheeks, bro. He was like, he's like, it's 2024, right? Can we get that paternity? If it ain't mine, can I still get back in?
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Like, but the dude is fucking like 30 years old or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude's old as shit. That African dude is at least 55, at least 60.
Yeah.
Like, so this kid is at least 28, 9, 30. So I'm like, who gives a fuck at this point? But they do. It's a scandal, and it's something people can look at. And you black, bro. Like, let's just keep it real, bro. That is not a way you want to go in and start being the Pope, especially as the first black Pope. You definitely don't want that.
Just
because they even thought they were like, we're going to have a first black Pope.
Just really quick. If you look at certain history books, it's called the Dark Ages because there were black popes.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying you'll find that everywhere, but there may have been brown popes in the past.
Damn.
They just don't really talk about it as being brown popes.
We gotta get them out of here. Well, in the film, they say he's the first black one.
Yes,
so we'll stick to that. But that's an interesting, I'm gonna have to do some research, watch some YouTube videos on that. But so he was, you know, it was kind of looking up for him and his folks, and that shit got shot down immediately. And we're like, well, goddamn. So now, Cardinal Lawrence, a lot of people think he would be a good pick.
Yeah, but he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it.
Because he didn't even want to be the dean.
He don't want to be the dean. This motherfucker ready to bounce.
Yeah.
He is conflicted with his things. Yes, yeah. He is very conflicted. He's like, let's get this shit over with so I can pack my bags and get the fuck out of here. I think he was ready to leave religion altogether.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
And the more the conclave went on, the more he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, I do not want it. Because it comes to a point where it's like, dude, you almost got to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's like, you know, fuck
that. Yeah, because they're kind of like, he's the only one who can.
Who can. Because he is the only one who ain't got a bunch of hidden secrets. You know what I mean? He's the only 100% stand-up guy. Because, so after the African dude, his shot gets shot down. Now we're looking at Tremblay because Tedesco was kind of like next up too. It was like the African dude, then Tedesco was up, and then it was Tremblay was like in third.
And oh yeah, and that's when they're like, we gotta get behind
Tremblay, and they're like, and even Bellini, and he and Lawrence is like, bro, you looking at Tremblay? He's this, he's that. Lawrence finds out all this information that Tremblay has been hiding things. He tampered with the post depth. He found out he got the African chick sent there to fuck with the homeboy. Like, he's finding all this fucked up shit about him, this snaky ass shit. And Bellini's still endorsing this guy.
Yeah, because Bellini doesn't want it.
He doesn't want
it. Even though he's probably the best guy
for it. He's the best guy for it. He don't want it. Yeah. And he's like, listen, I don't care as long as Tedesco isn't in there. And he's like, you want to have a guy in there who believes in this, this, and this. And he's like, we've had worse. And I'm like, dude. And that kind of pissed. And obviously, Bellini, he apologizes later. But I was like, damn, dude, I thought you were different. I didn't think you would just lay down and accept this.
I think sometimes, you know, you have to be like.
You got to bend sometimes. I get that.
Yeah, but it's almost like you. God, I hate to say it. It's like, well, that's just the way it is, because that's where they might not be as democratic.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes. They're like, listen.
It might be like.
There's definitely some hands that slam down and say, fuck this. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And I think because they've had obviously shitty popes, as you said, in the past, it's kind of like, we'll just get through this one, and then the next one might be better.
And it's like. It's such a bad mindset, but unfortunately, it's the mindset that's been adopted in any kind of democracy we've seen pretty much throughout time. Whoever you pick, somebody's going to be mad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Somebody's going to be pissed. Somebody always going to be pissed. There has never been an election where everyone wanted the same guy.
And the sad thing is, like, well, I don't know, maybe when Kennedy was elected.
he was probably one of the most popular of all time.
But, like, you know, the Pope is supposed to be like God's spokesperson on earth, but he's picked by man.
Picked by a dude, a regular dude, a dude who has dirt, secrets, and lies. Yeah,
it's a dude picked by other dudes.
Yep.
So
to be the dude.
Yeah, to be the dude. So why don't they pick Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, right. He'd be a great Pope. Love him. It's a bunch of old dudes with outdated mindsets on a lot of things. Picking the dude who's supposed to be the voice of God, and that's a flawed system to begin with.
Yeah, it is, because and that's why I think I get upset usually, even though I was raised Catholic, went to Catholic school, Catholic church, and all that. And people say like the Bible is the word of God. It's like some dudes wrote it.
And some dudes rewrote it.
Yep. And some dudes rewrote it.
It might have been a lot of dudes, but still, it's still just regular dudes.
Yeah, even if you think.
And there's no women voices in it.
Inspired. Are there
women voices in the new versions?
I think there's certain books that you can get, like the non-canonical gospels, and you can get like the gospel of like Mary Magdalene and stuff. Like, you can get female voices.
Okay.
And they have like the book of Ruth, but who wrote it? You know, it might be about Ruth.
But some dude probably wrote it.
Yeah. And was she a baby? Because then it'll be baby.
Baby Ruth.
It could have been written by Sloth.
Yeah. No. Sloth could have. He's like, mister, you're even hungrier than I am.
It's like you're reading the Bible and you're reading about the truffle shuffle. The
truffle shuffle.
And you're like, okay, I know.
People didn't know The Goonies is oddly a religious film. But yeah, that's one thing I like about this movie. It shows you all the flaws with the religion, but it doesn't disrespect the religion.
No, not at all.
I think it just highlights what's true.
Yeah, because it's their tradition still. It's everything is flawed, but that's the tradition.
And I want to know who wrote the book, because I want to know where. I want to know if he was involved in the church or if he knew someone closely tied in, because this feels very real as to how it. I'm sure whoever's went through a conclave, I'm sure it went like this.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was like, man, I'm going to step on toes to get to the top. I'm going to knock somebody out if I got to. I don't care. I'll knock a motherfucker out in the road. I'll stab a dude with a crucifix. Like, I don't care. He's like, I'm trying to get.
It's a 2016 novel by.
Oh, it's new.
Robert Harris. He's a British novelist and former journalist. He began his career in journalism and nonfiction. He's best known. Yeah, historical fiction. Well, that's what he looks like. He definitely looks British.
He looks British AF, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He probably just did a shit ton of research if he's a journalist.
Oh, his brother-in-law is Nick Hornby.
What the fuck is that?
He's the guy who wrote, my God, the John Cusack movie that was awesome, where he's the record store owner.
Oh, High Fidelity.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fidelity.
And he wrote About a Boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Both of them great writers.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Nick Hornby's incredible.
All right, we got some writing in that family.
Yeah.
He's probably just a journalist who did research.
Yeah, yeah. After leaving Cambridge, he joined the BBC and worked on news and current affairs programs.
Yeah, he probably just did this like a journalism story, collected research, and wrote a book.
And in 87, at 30, he became political editor of the newspaper The Observer.
Not 30, bro.
So that might explain the political slant mm-hmm. of the film, because he worked...
He worked in that.
Yeah.
And everything's politics anyway, but...
And let's go... And I'm sorry, I'm using Wikipedia.
That's whatever.
The Conclave is a novel set over 72 hours in the Vatican, leading up to the election of a fictional pope. And that's all it says. Okay. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Appreciate it.
And that's the book review from Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Fantastic. And then it just says about the movie, which we're already talking about.
Yeah, well.
So it's set over 3 days, because it's, I guess the film is too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, it's a couple of days of voting. I don't know. I felt like it was like 5 or something.
Yeah, they may have expanded.
They stretched it out a little bit. I think it was like 5.
Because they're not going to start it the day that the
yeah, dies. Yeah, they, yeah. So yeah,
they have to get all the guys.
You got
to
get them together and all that, and get everybody ready. Yeah. So basically, now you know he's presented all these things about Tremblay to everybody. He didn't call Tremblay out publicly in the cafeteria where all the shit go down, and. You know, they're going back and forth, and he's lying to everybody, trying to plead his case and yada, yada, yada. And Rosalini steps in.
Yeah, Sister Agnes.
Sister Agnes, and comes in. She got Oscar nom.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. Best supporting.
Yeah, she gets it.
She will not, but it's absolutely Zoe Saldana at this point. She hasn't lost anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, she's running away with it. But Rosalini gives an incredible, it would be a great, like, late career, she's never gotten one.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been around for a long time. You
and Nepo Baby. We were talking about Nepo Baby.
Another Nepo Baby.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, Roberto Rosalini was her father.
Yep. So.
And obviously,
Ingrid Bergman's her mom. Incredible. So, she comes in and she gives one of the best scenes in the movie, one of the best speeches, and basically tells them to stop acting like fucking babies, because us women have had to sit back and watch you guys act like kids constantly. And bicker and fight, and you guys don't even give us a say. And it's a really good moment. And I'm like, I think they covered all the bases in this movie, man. They showed the dangers of democracy, the real true human nature, and how people can be no matter what your position is. And honestly, when your position's higher, you're probably even going to be more of that.
And you mentioned something that I find interesting, because it's the dangers of democracy when it's in the hands of people that haven't experienced life.
Yes.
Because I worked at a place before where I took care of nuns when they were older and couldn't take care of themselves.
That's an interesting gig.
And they were some of the most demanding, like, terrible residents I ever had to take care of.
Wow.
And I think it's because when you give your life up, like, let's say to God, as a nun or a priest, you don't have... like romantic relationships.
Yep.
You don't have kids.
Yep.
You don't have any of those responsibilities that like
that grow you as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Being in relationships, like, grow you.
Yes. Bro. Your relationships are with Jesus.
With Jesus.
And you get a lot of education and you get a lot of experience in different ways. Cause I knew a lot of nuns that had a lot of like degrees, mm-hmm. let's say, because they went to college. So they were like nurses and whatever else. And they would go out and like, let's say, fight on the front lines for like civil rights way back when and blah, blah, blah. But they're still white. you know what I mean? So they don't really know. They're just helping because
that's what they feel like they're supposed to do.
Yes. Mm. And so you didn't really experience what the people you're fighting with experienced.
You got some like secondhand experience.
Yes.
You know, and that ain't the same all the time.
Yeah. And they're just so demanding because I think they were used to only having themselves to take care of for so long. So, like, there would be, like, let's say it's, like, breakfast, because I would work, like, 7 to 3 doing whatever. and they're all coming in and they all want everything at the same time, even though they know
there's I can only serve one person at a time. Yeah. I gotta wait.
Yeah, and it's like, simmer down. You know,
come on, sister, whatever. Yeah. Chill out.
Yeah, it was crazy, but I think that's why. So, like, thinking, I'm sure priests are the same way. So, thinking that, like, these people who can't even wait 2 minutes for, like, coffee, okay,
yeah,
or coffee toast, or
a thing of eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, how are they going to decide something this massive and get it right?
Yeah.
If that's they don't even have the patience for wait, like, I saw 19 people when I walked in. How come you're not serving me?
Yeah, because now
they're actually first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait your turn.
Yeah.
And that's a very excellent point. And to that point, I think they feel like another thing too, is they feel like, well, I've been serving people forever, so what I know is best.
Yeah.
And I've done it all. And now it's my time to be making decisions and doing things because I've been chosen through whatever, whether you believe God has sent himself, parts of himself through you to give a message or to pick who should be the Pope, yeah, whatever. The bottom line is, you a regular motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, whether you believe you had a message sent to you or not, that goes into what your belief systems may or may not be. But I do think a lot of people in these positions, especially these men, feel like, hey, I'm definitely above a lot of you other people. Whether I say it or not, that's how I feel.
And the crazy part is, you brought up something earlier about Emilio Perez, about how depending on your socioeconomic status, you know, way back when, and depending on the age of like these cardinals in the film or even the nuns, it was a thing. Like, if you came from a poor family and there was a lot of kids, especially Catholic family, because, you know, no birth control, like one or more of your kids, depending on how many there were, you would go into either being a nun or a priest because you're dirt poor. And that was a good thing then for your family.
Yeah.
Because your family could be like, well, you know, my daughter is a nun or my son is a priest. My dad, I think his high school was a seminary. Like, he was getting ready to maybe go into the priesthood.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. But I think, you know, he liked,
he liked women. He liked, he used to want a pussy. It's okay. Yeah, and that's okay. Yeah. It reminds me of that movie, John Travolta movie, Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible movie, but my his brother, chill.
It's been 3 hours in my hair. 3 hours. He had to go and touch it.
Yeah, chill.
I'm sorry.
I can't stand that movie, but his brother in that movie was training to be a priest.
Yeah, and that was a big deal.
That was a huge dude. The family was like, oh my, that was like, they thought it was gonna change their lives.
Oh yeah, exactly.
And when he pulls out, they treat him totally different, bro. And I was like, damn, they really was banking on this motherfucker to do that.
Well, yeah, because it honestly elevates the status of your family.
Yo, they were like, the mom's like, well, how am I supposed to go and show my face now and this, that? I'm like, damn, is it that serious? So, honestly, I think you're right.
Yeah, there was a time when it was, and it was glamorous in a way. Whereas now, you know, they're having trouble, like, recruiting because it's not as glamorous to give your life up for the poor. To be poor for the poor.
Yeah. And to not enjoy any of life's pleasures they have to offer.
Not at all. Not at all.
You telling me I can't listen.
Believe there's no glamour in that.
No glamour in it. None. Like, I can't listen to rap music.
Yeah. I guess you could.
Yeah. It's Christian rap, I guess. Yeah. Clean shit. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit. Oh, you can't, bro. You can't drink a beer every now and then. You can't get
drink wine.
Oh.
Every day you do math.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. A little bit, though. You can't get drunk. And then you can't get no pussy.
No.
Unless, giving up the cheeks?
Unless you have a cat.
You're right. You can pet some pussy. Yeah, that's about it. That's about it, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll purr back, but that's it. terrible. But yeah, man, so Tremblay, they like, okay, this ain't the guy.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But they're like, it's looking like Tedesco now. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What do we do? And everyone's like, Lawrence, you got to do it. You got to do it. And he's like, no, no, no. But he does start feeling like, fuck, do I have to do this just to save humanity?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, do I have to? And we get an explosion. A car bomb.
Yeah, a car bomb.
Car bomb explodes.
And then a guy... it's a car bomb and a dude.
And a dude with a bomb strapped up. Yeah, huge terrorist attack.
Yeah.
And the bomb is a cool scene where it blows the window in at the church, and the light and the dust beam through it looks so good. I'm like,
The cinematography and the lighting,
everything. I'm like, all the filmmaking tricks in this were just all on point.
What else has Edward Berger done?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, that new,
the new one. Yeah, that's really good too. He's younger than all these guys he was directing. He's only 54.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, man, this is a real mature film for someone that young to make.
Yeah.
Because I was having a hard time. The hardest thing for me to recast was the director. Because I thought about like someone like maybe like Francis Ford or like maybe Scorsese.
He's done like Sam Mendes.
Oh, he could do it too.
Yeah. Because think about like 1917 or even like American Beauty. I'm thinking more like from the way that his eye works.
Yeah.
And even Skyfall, the one.
Oh, he did do Skyfall.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a great film.
Yeah. I mean, he also did Spectre, which was okay, but Skyfall.
Skyfall's the one.
Skyfall is like one of the, if not the best
Bond. I'm like, that's a top five Bonder. Out of all the ones I've seen, that's a top five.
Yeah.
I still love Casino Royale too, though. But
Casino Royale, you wouldn't have Skyfall
without it. Yeah, you need it. So
yeah,
but yeah, the car bomb goes off, and like, dude, they get in a heated debate. And like, my favorite room that they were hanging out in the film. There's so many different set designs because it's a big church. So they go to a lot of different rooms, and they're all cool. That one, just the lighting, dudes. Even if you don't care about religions, democracy, politics, nothing, just watch this film for how good it looks. It's such a pretty film to look at. It's edited so nicely.
Well, it shows like the majesty of the ceremony of the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think it is. It's an homage to, like, even if you're not Catholic, like, because the Mass is a ceremony.
It's a ceremony.
That's what it is.
And you can respect it.
Yeah, you go through the things through the Mass. Like, if anyone's ever been to a Mass, even if you've been to like a funeral or a wedding, mm-hmm. it's all the same. They just add in like the funeral rites and the wedding stuff. Yeah. It's still the same Mass. You go through the stages, you know, they enter, you sing, and then readings, the gospel, the homily, the blessing of the stuff, the communion, the stuff being the bread and the wine.
Bread and wine. Yeah.
And then, you know, communion, and then maybe announcements, then you exit. Like, but it's the same all the time, and I think there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
And it's apparently been that way for 2,000
years. 2,000 effing years.
Yeah,
and like, you know, and the Mass scenes are dope. You know, like, they make everything in this movie look probably more fun and cool than it actually is.
And there's a regality to it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Like, Edward Berger really took what could be so boring and dull and really pump some life into this. Because
if you're Catholic, you take it for granted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you just do it every
week. You do it every day and every week. And you're just like, okay, yep, that's cool. I've been doing it for 30 years, however long.
A lot of like devout older Catholics do go every day. You're absolutely right.
That's what I was like. I know some of you go.
Because you know, nuns and priests do.
Yeah.
But there are the older Catholics that are still mobile. That go every day because that's there, especially after you retire.
After you retire, what else are you doing?
Yeah,
you know? It's like,
it's that community.
And, you know, and as you get older, they probably feel like, well, I want to live longer. If I, you know, really do this right by God, I'll be alive longer.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people who think that. There's some people who follow religions for their own gain.
Yes.
And not to say that it's not a decent guideline to make you a morally decent person. But we're all human at the end of the day.
Yeah,
we've all had selfish thoughts and wants all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to eat a dirty cheeseburger, it's a selfish thought because you don't think about all that went into that cheeseburger.
No, like,
how much?
Because if you're really religious and you do believe like the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, that burger, that burger is coming from murder and we're harming the planet all at the same time. Not getting any of that.
And don't get me started on Chick-fil-A saying they're a Christian.
You were Christian, but
murdering chickens.
We kill chickens. We kill millions of chickens a year.
Yeah.
And we hate certain people.
It's like that's not the Christian attitude.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It should be like whatever vegetarian chicken is called. I thought of tofurkey, but that's obviously not chicken.
Chick apostrophe N.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they'll call it.
It should be. Yeah. Well, then I guess they could still call it Chick-fil-A.
We can call it
chicken fillet.
Yeah. Chicken fillet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But then they'd be more true to what they say they believe.
Yeah. But they love that money.
Yeah.
They making bread.
Hey, Are you a Nine Inch Nails fan?
Yeah.
Remember Pretty Hate Machine?
Uh-huh.
Head Like a Hole. God Money, I'll do anything for you.
That is.
God Money. Just ask me what you want me to.
Yo.
God Money, nail me up against the wall.
Against the wall.
God Damn. Money, don't want everything. He wants it all.
Damn.
No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it.
That's crazy. Damn. Well,
that was like 30.
I'm going to walk into a Chick-fil-A and put that on.
Yeah.
They'd be like, sir, can you get your ass out of here?
But look, early 90s Nails, man. Trent Reznor, I know he does like movie soundtracks and TV soundtracks now with Atticus Ross. But
he's had a lot of success in that.
Oh, yeah. Like, he even did the soundtrack, he and Atticus Ross, to the Watchmen TV show.
Yeah, I'm like, that's going hard a lot. Didn't he do... Did he do the Challengers score this year?
I think they both did. Yeah, because he works with Atticus Ross.
That was the best score of the year.
Yeah.
Like, and it should have been, it won awards everywhere else. It just didn't get an Oscar nom somehow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm pretty sure they did Challengers, or they did a big movie this year score.
Hold on really quick. Mm-hmm. Quick aside to what we were talking about earlier. Mark's mom texted me earlier about Gene Hackman, RIP.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and I told her I was watching Superman 4 in honor of him. And then she was like, you know, she loved him as Royal Tenenbaum, of course. She just texted me and I missed it. Mississippi Burning.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's a good one, too. Oh, how do we not even think about that?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm just going to say you are right.
You are right, man.
Yeah, because she's a big movie fan.
Nice.
And I think she's a... I think she also loves Don't Forget the Popcorn.
Oh,
by the way, just
awesome,
so you know.
Awesome.
Just so you
best.
Know.
She's the best.
Yes.
But that's dope. But so they're in this room and they're discussing this attack. And Tedesco, he's like, we got to fight against these dudes. And we can't let them do this and that. And he's basically like ready to get militant on these dudes and like go out and kill some people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tedesco. This is clearly not how it's written.
Yeah, and that's, you know? And that's not, yeah, that's not as it was.
No, that is not as it was written.
And think about like we were just talking about like the Ten Commandments, right? Thou shalt not kill. Mm-hmm. And even like Jesus, even though some people would be like, well, that's Old Testament, baby. Mm-hmm. We're New Testament.
Yeah.
Jesus was like, turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
You got two up here, two back here.
Two back here. Yep. You can turn both around.
Yeah. So,
he was going crazy and like, there were some people who agree with them, but obviously all the top dogs were like, we cannot let this guy be it.
Yeah.
He is talking crazy. He's going to ruin our reputation, all this reputation we've been fighting so hard to keep decent with all the other scandals they've had
in the
past.
And that's
they bring that up.
That's when Lawrence has that great speech about like war and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
that's fighting. Yeah, Benitez comes through. Lawrence has a speech, but that's when Benitez comes in.
Because Benitez, like, talks about Lawrence's speech, doesn't he?
He does, but he comes in, and he's basically telling him, like, look, I've been out there. I've seen what it is. And
look, I'm in Afghanistan.
Yep. He's like, he gives that wonderful speech that kind of everyone was like, what about this guy?
Yes. It's almost like Jesus himself.
Yo, just walked in the room and just stole everyone's heart. And that's what he did. And so they're like, dude, let's do it. Let's do it. And they go ahead and they pick this motherfucker, Benitez, who was the quiet new guy that people were being racist to and stuff like that.
Because they didn't even know if he was a real cop.
Yep, they didn't know. Yep, they were like, who is it? They're like, they were like, we shouldn't trust this outsider. And they like, and basically Lawrence is like, what do you mean? He's one of our people. We need to treat him just as the rest of us. And so everyone's on board until we find out that this dude, he said, I went to the doctor and I found out I had a uterus and ovaries.
Yeah.
And he gives this, and Lawrence, he confronts him, and because he's like, dude, you said you went to this clinic. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, what did you have done?
And he was like, well, I was going to get a hysterectomy. And it's like, I thought only women got those. But he does say he decided that God made his body the way it is, so he's gonna leave it like that. But he's like, listen, if I didn't tell you that, if you didn't know any of this, you would have just saw me as what you've been seeing me as. Benitez,
as I am. Yeah.
Whether I'm male or woman or male, you saw me as someone fit to do this.
Yeah.
And don't think just because I got some ovaries and a uterus that I can't be a pope. you know? And it's like, I think it actually made him more of the best choice because he's going to have that blend of masculine and feminine, and he's going to strike a better balance with decision-making and things like that, I think.
Well, I've always said, like, and there's no joke here, just to preface this for everybody, because sometimes I set jokes up like that. So if you believe that we are all created in God's image, right? If you believe that, then men and women are created in God's image, which means God is a mix of
both. It's a mix of both, yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. This individual, Benitez, would be a better representative of what they believe God
is. What God is, yes.
Because if God can create life, he would have to be a mix of both, because if we're created in his image, the only way we can create life is male and female.
Male and female together, exactly. Yes. And it's like have to have traits of both to know one.
Yeah.
Just it makes to use perfect sense.
Religion to back your point up.
Makes perfect sense. So, and yes, and appreciate that. Man, you drove my point right home. And Colonel Lawrence is sitting there listening to all this, and he's like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what? I don't give a shit. Let's do it. This is the guy.
Yeah.
They let the white smoke out.
Yeah.
He comes out. He takes a walk out in the in the courtyard. Pretty much is like, God damn, I need one of them cigarettes or one of them vapes these dudes had.
And anyone have anything strong?
Right? He's like, anybody got any Mary? fuck this wine. Where the whiskey? You know what I'm saying? They're like, dude, I need something real.
Yeah.
And it pretty much ends like that. He walks out and he looks up and
he decides that the idea of someone being how God created them is enough.
It's enough.
And it kind of like nullified any argument anyone could have because he decided not to change himself from how he was created.
Yep. Because he, and I think that shows a strong connection to God there.
Cause like everyone else was trying to change who they were as who God created them to be, like, John Lithgow and the African dude, they were trying to hide the shit they were. This guy was actually honest about it when confronted with it.
Yep. He's like, I told you everything.
Yeah.
I didn't lie at all.
Yeah. The Pope even knew and he still promoted.
He still promoted me. Yep. Yeah. He knew. He said he knew all about my situation.
Yeah.
In fact,
he's intrigued
him. Yeah. He intrigued him, obviously. Yeah.
Cause I think, didn't they find that like the Pope like paid for
him? He paid for him to go. Yeah. He was the man. He really, which said a lot about the former Pope.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this guy is clearly a decent dude.
Well,
you know?
I don't know. Was he a decent dude? Because he was trying to get him to change who he was born to be.
Yeah. Well, a decent enough dude to overlook that.
Oh, yeah. Because he's still
promoted. Because I think he's like,
I see what you mean.
I think he's like,
if this is what you want, I will help.
Yes. I think this will make your chances better.
Yeah.
So I think he was looking out for him. Like, if you're willing to change, you'll probably have a better shot.
Yeah.
You know?
And I will help you with that if that's what you want. Because obviously he didn't demote him after he's like, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do this. He's like, well, you're a good dude. And the Pope obviously knew my time's coming to an end.
Yeah.
So he wanted this dude there. And he's like, this dude needs, he knew, the Pope knew. He set the, it seemed like he set everything up. Yeah. Sounded like he set Tremblay up to fail.
Yeah. And that Tremblay, that's it. Yeah,
Tremblay. It sounded like he set Tremblay up to fail and this dude to succeed.
Yeah.
So, man, now I'm not even thinking about it like that. Now I just made it way more brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty about doing these.
Yeah.
We fucking break shit down and see different angles.
Yeah.
And that's the film. And, you know,
now that we talked about it, I did enjoy the film better.
Yes. That's what I was like.
Yeah, because it's deeper.
It's deeper, man. Because on a second watch, now, because I know the whole story, I'm looking at other things, and I'm like, this movie's doper than I think I even realized before, because I'm like, my original Letterboxd score, I gave it a 4, and I gave it a one-sentence review, and I said, we all got secrets. That's what I said. But after this, I moved it up to a 4.5, because I was dude, I really enjoy this film. I do. And I'm not into religious movies.
Yeah, but see, it's the performances, though.
They kill it. They do kill it. They kill it. And all the costumes and technical shit, too, is really dope. I don't know. I thought it was a very progressive story that wasn't slapping me in the face with its progressiveness.
Yeah.
And I think this is a much better choice. If the Oscars wanted Emilia Perez to win because of its progressive message, this is a far, far better representation of that progressive message.
Because it falls in line with what a lot of people believe. This film.
Yes. Yes.
So it doesn't step on, you're right, it doesn't step on Catholicism or Christianity in any way.
No way.
It's just looking at how you treat other people and why. Like your selfish reasons for wanting to step on someone or degrade someone or demote them or whatever.
And it's not a stab at, like, just like you said, it's not a stab at religion at all. It's a human story. It's about what humans do. You can take the religion out of it. You can make it a political election. You can make it a high school election. You can make it whatever you want.
Alexander Payne would have to direct it.
Maybe he'd be a good choice.
He would probably be really good.
Yeah, I think I would. Actually, now I'm thinking about that. That
would be interesting.
That would be. So, I thought it was a great film. And if it wins Best Picture, I'm not mad about it. Yeah. Is it my favorite film out of the 10? No. But
I remember
I do like it.
I remember after you watched it, you were talking about it like, I really liked this movie.
I did. And I'm like, I really couldn't explain why at first. But now that I've watched it again, I actually can explain why, because I really picked up on the themes hard on the second watch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's a lot of them and a lot of good ones. And I just love how they didn't shove them down my throat.
Well, it's kind of like, I know you are into like Sean Baker films.
Of course. Say.
And so I'm thinking of Tangerine.
Mm-hmm. Great film.
So like this film, if you pair it with like Tangerine, it would show more of how to be tolerant for the lead characters of Tangerine and not like compromise your religious beliefs. Cause some people probably think, or they're probably told, to be tolerant of other people and other people's choices, you have to compromise what you believe in, and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because other people, like, whatever they do doesn't really affect your life.
Yep.
And what you don't know about them doesn't affect
your life either.
Yeah. Yep. You can still believe what you believe and still love
and
other
still
people.
And still love other folks. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry, I'll stop.
No, you're good. No, that's no, dude, that's why I wanted your input on this movie specifically, because you've studied this stuff and you know a lot about this stuff. So that's why I was like, and Cora too, because she just watched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like,
what did she think?
She loved it.
Yeah.
And she was like, wow, this movie's way more progressive than I expected it. She was like, I'm not going to lie. She's like, I expected a whole bunch of old white dudes sitting around talking.
Yeah.
Which it is.
I was thinking, believe it or not, when it started, I was like, is this the religious version of 12 Angry Men?
Yeah.
That's what popped into my head. Believe it or not. And in a way, it kind of is.
Yeah. It's a bunch of dudes debating on what's the best outcome.
So like Ray Fiennes is like Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda, he's juror number 8. And I was like,
I'm like, that's what popped into my head first. I was like,
Tedesco would be the dude who just is so convinced that he's guilty as fuck.
Yes.
No matter what evidence is in front of him. So let's get into the categories. Those MVP. I had a few, man.
Dude, honestly, Fiennes, Lithgow, Bellini, Tucci.
Yep.
Rosalini, Isabella Rosalini, Berger.
Yep, I had all of them.
Because I think he co-wrote the script, too, with some other dude.
I had all of them. I said Ever Berger, Ray Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, Isabella Rosalini.
Is Ray Fiennes ever really bad? I mean, from The English Patient on, maybe even before.
I've never seen a performance of his where I thought he was bad.
Yeah.
Whether the movie's good or not, he's a Made in Manhattan. He's good in it. I love that movie. It's personal love, but you wouldn't love it. But I do like it, and he's good in it. Even though it's not really his wheelhouse, he still came through and did a Jennifer Lopez movie and killed
him.
So,
I think he used to be married to Alex Kingston.
Wow.
Who is a really good actress. She's the Doctor's wife in Doctor Who. She plays River Song, and she's incredible.
Wow.
She's an older redhead. She's your type, with a British accent.
Oh man.
And I think she might even be like part Jewish. So she's she hits all your
checks. She's hitting a lot of she's trying to get to my soul. Man, I might even have to cruise for her.
Yeah.
But peak season, bro.
God,
I have Berger.
You know what? Yeah, because Stanley Tucci, even in like
this ain't his. He's
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, dude.
Incredible.
I was like, he's,
and even as the Doctor in Captain America, the First Avenger, he was good for the 5 minutes he was in it. He's always great.
I think Tucci's peak season is Big Night that he did back with your boy Monk.
Oh, okay. That's a long 90s. Time ago.
Yeah, that's like '90s, '94, maybe five.
Yeah,
Isabella Rossellini as well. Very good in that.
Oh, wow. Fat.
Yeah, but he's the main character. Absolutely kills it.
Oh, Tony Shalhoub.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they're brothers in it, and they run a restaurant, and it's an incredible film.
It takes place in Italy, doesn't it?
It's here, but they're from Italy.
Oh, okay.
And the whole thing is their thing about moving back because the restaurant's failing. It's a lot. So it's like they have one big last night and they have this crazy dinner and it's so good. You should really watch it.
Yeah.
So I had burger.
Yeah.
Cause dude might win best picture.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And he got hella snub for best director, bro. They put Mangold and ODR.
If you have the best picture, how could you not be the best director?
You have him in best picture, editing, and adapted screenplay. How do you not get a best director now with the adapted screenplay?
That doesn't make any sense.
It's kind of crazy to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong, I love Coralie Farger for what she did with The Substance. I'm way more shocked she got in over Berger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this Berger felt, everyone was kind of like, wow, Ever Berger didn't get in? That's fucking crazy. Yeah. Like, everybody was shocked. So best quotes. I'll just run through.
Yeah, go ahead. There's a lot of great ones.
There's a lot of good ones, man. I know I missed some, so sorry, guys. He is with God now.
What
talking about.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Just the sound design. When they're getting the Pope's ring off.
Oh, man. That was, oh.
Yeah.
You hear that. Oh, yeah. And that's never a good sound.
No,
you
know? Never.
Dude, this movie's done very well.
And then the get, like, taking the ring apart.
Uh-huh. Oh, that, I love that part.
Yeah.
That
shit, like, was for some reason,
I was like, I didn't realize they did that.
Yeah,
I was like,
either.
Oh, I didn't know that. But I was like, that's cool.
The sounds and the vision, everything. Yeah, anyway.
It works.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hell arrives tomorrow when we bring in the covenant. I was like, oh, no sane man will want the papacy.
Oh, the papacy.
The papacy, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
He was too fat. They had to split the seam so he could get into it. They were talking about, some old religious dude when he died and how they got him in the robe or whatever.
Wow.
I asked for his permission to resign as dean.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he didn't want him to.
He was like, no. No,
yeah,
you can't, because he knew. He knew. He's like, bro,
he's probably the only one he can trust.
Yes, he's like, you're the only guy I can trust, because I'm gonna die, and you're the only person I can trust to run this shit
and make the right decision.
Yep.
Yeah,
and he did. The Pope had doubts about God, never about God. What he lost faith in was the church.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was Bellini.
Yeah, I was gonna say Bellini.
That's what, like, that, Tucci should have got it, dude. Tucci should have got a best supporting.
Yeah.
At that meeting, the Holy Father dismissed him. Tremblay.
Yeah, Tremblay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that other cardinal was there too. Yep. Whatever, and he's like, go ask him.
Bro, ask him. Yep, yep.
Yeah. I paid him off too. Go ask him.
Right? I no longer know what my duty is.
Wow. So,
how many Catholics are there in Afghanistan?
They asked that.
Are we sure the Holy Father was competent when he made this appointment? I'm like, well,
isn't that awful?
That's awful, right?
Yeah, you're right. There is a lot of, like, racism in there.
Yes.
And obviously sexism.
Sexism, racism, So many men and women of different cultures are bound together by faith.
Yes.
Without Rome and the tradition of Rome, things fall apart. I was like, hmm.
Have you ever read Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe?
Yeah, I had to read in school.
Yeah.
I actually did like it.
Yeah.
Tell him I stand for respecting other people's faith.
Oh, yeah. Bellini again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, he has a lot of good ones.
Yeah. And that's actually, he was really progressive. Mm-hmm.
Right after that, I stand for everything that Tedesco does not.
Yeah.
I was like, they hated that motherfucker.
Yeah. He's like, tell them I stand for everything he does not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The men who are dangerous are the ones who do want it. When he's saying, like,
want the power. He's like, I don't want this.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're like, because you don't want it. He's literally Timothy Chalamet. Like, they're like, bro, it was written.
Oh.
It's supposed to be you.
Yes.
They're like, see, they're like, well, he thinks he's not it. He's like, that's how you know he is.
Yes.
As it was written. That's like, that shit is so funny. To work together, to grow together, we must be tolerant.
Yeah.
Our faith is a living thing because it walks hand in hand with doubt. I thought that was one of the best lines in the movie.
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, because you don't hear that a lot about faith.
You don't. And I was like, man, I was like, that's a real line, bro. I wonder if that's in the book. Cause if that guy wrote that in the book, that dude's good.
And that's, I think people that believe in anything have to have some doubt.
There's gotta be some doubt.
There has to be.
There's doubt in everything. It has to be.
Cause you never know.
You never know. You can't put your faith 100% in any one thing. It's you'll go crazy.
Yeah.
If I find out who my voters are, I will persuade them to vote for someone else.
Yeah.
After the conclave, I hope to resign as dean and leave Rome altogether. I had no idea you were so ambitious. If Tedesco becomes pope, we will undo 60 years of progress.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This is a conclave, not a war. It is a war, and you have to commit to a side.
Yeah.
I was, dude. Yeah. All right. Now I'm going through these quotes. How the fuck did Tucci not get a nod?
Yes.
Dude, he has some lines.
He's a guy that had that gave Lawrence perspective.
He did. Yeah. That's what I was like. Eh. Save your precious doubts for your prayers. Tell the congregation they can celebrate the first African pope. Well, that went away fast.
Yeah.
I hardly think a drop tray should concern the Dean of Cardinals. So Rosalini says to Fines when he comes in. Would you be so good as to leave us now, Sister Agnes? And that's why, I gave my version of what he said to her earlier.
Yeah.
That's the real line. I'm the victim of a disgraceful plot to ruin my reputation.
Oh, yeah, the African
mood. African mood, yep.
Yeah.
So she was very young. So he said, we were very young. No, she was very young. She was 19 years old. You were 30. Does a single mistake 30 years ago disqualify me?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, he says something to him because of Lawrence's homily about we need a pope who is like a sinner and like seeks redemption.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that's not exactly what he said.
But yeah, he to that effect.
Yeah, but then that's what the dude says to him. And he's like, this is
too much, bro.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about you used to maybe drink a little bit more than you should.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not dipping into the church wine.
Yeah. You pour a little extra.
Yeah.
Nothing scares a convent more than sexual scandals.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement. We back Tremblay. I'm sorry. I cannot vote for a man I feel isn't worthy to be pope. That is not Tremblay. That is you. That's what the homie says to Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's what Benite says to Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's because they don't know you as I do. This might be seen as a tactic to blacken a rival. I'm like, God, so much backstabbing. He obtained those votes in the first ballots because he bought them.
Yeah.
Holy Father was spying on all of us. He didn't trust anyone.
And you know what? It makes sense. Yeah.
You can't, especially he knew what these motherfuckers' intentions were.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I know you want me dead so you can step up. I know this guy is fucked up in the head. I know you got some crazy beliefs that we could just never let come out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah. He said, I'd be the Richard Nixon of popes.
Wow. Tricky dick.
Yep. Put him back and have Tremblay become pope. We've had worse.
Yeah. God.
Yep. God has given us eyes and ears. I was like, She was indeed here at the specific request of Cardinal Tremblay. Judah, traitor.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Seems we're running out of favorites. Like, we're running out of guys, bro.
Yeah.
We about to find a dude off the streets.
we could go and they'll probably
right? Vote for us. Yeah, right? Shoot, I could be Pope, bro. Yeah. A dude with a fucking supper ring. The firm hand of yours has its... That firm hands of yours has its admirers. This is when he asks, this is when Bellini was like, he tells Bellini what name he would choose if he was Pope. He was like, John, I would choose John.
Oh, yes.
Because at that point, we were thinking like,
he might
be. Yeah. Like, it might come to this.
Yeah.
We need a leader who fights these animals. Now, Sedesco, what is it you think we're fighting? And then he kind of, that's when Beniz kind of jumps in his speech. The sooner we light the stones, the sooner the world will know we have a new pope. I wasn't at a hospital. It was a clinic. Clinic for what? What is your situation?
Yeah.
It was called laparoscopic hysterectomy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some would say my chromosomes would define me as a woman, but I am as you see me. I am what God made me.
Yeah.
And that was the last one I had.
Yeah. And that's really, I mean, that's kind of like the last.
That's like the, that's the, pretty much the last, because after that, he really doesn't say anything.
No, it's all his acting.
He's like, you know, he went and said it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's crazy. And now he can leave Rome knowing he did his duty.
Yes.
It's like, you know, he definitely leaving now.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't give a shit what I learned on this journey.
Peace.
I don't have to be here to have my faith. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all right. What's age the best? I had a lot of things.
Probably the entire film. I mean, it's only a couple months old.
It's still new, but I had the editing, cinematography, set designs, costume designs, the message, and the acting.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that is.
Everything. What saves the worst?
The way they treat women.
Yeah, I said the treatment of women and being deceitful to get ahead.
Yeah. Holy people.
Holy people, right?
The
people
I guess that's anxious. Yeah, the worst.
Yeah, look at our leaders.
Yeah.
You know, people we look to or certain people look to.
You're right. Leaders, because they lead every church or every diocese.
Mm-hmm. They got the final say. If something goes down, they're going to, like, say some church somewhere else, something fucked up happens. They're going to step in and be like, all right, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, so, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. They are leaders. That's terrible.
Most rewatchable scenes. See, the whole movie, I don't have a ton of them because the whole movie is one long ass rewatchable scene. But I had the opening scene when they first have dinner together in the cafeteria. A lot of these are cafeteria scenes.
Because there's a lot of.
When Lawrence confronts Tremblay about his meeting with the Pope before he died.
Yeah.
Lawrence's first day of the conclave speech.
Yes.
When he's speaking, dude, Ray Fiennes was good. He was speaking like Italian and Latin.
Yeah.
All that. I'm like, man, he really brought some languages up. When they start voting, I just love that part. I don't know why. I just love that part when they're reading off how many each of them got.
Yeah.
When the girl starts with Adeyemi, that's his name, Adeyemi, at the church, and Lawrence confronts him. When Lawrence tells Tremblay he needs to resign.
Oh, yeah.
When everything comes out in the cafeteria with Tremblay.
Oh, yeah. And Tremblay's just standing there.
And Rosalini's like, speech, too.
Yeah.
The explosion.
Yes. Yeah.
Benitez's speech about war, when they swear in Benitez, and when Lawrence and Benitez talk about his gender.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the film.
Right? Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Best characters. Who you got? I want to hear who you got.
Believe it or not, Lawrence.
Yep.
Bellini.
Yep.
I did like Tremblay, believe it or not, even though. He's also one of the worst characters.
He could be a best and worst.
Yes, because he kind of shows you, he's trying to portray himself as the best, but he is the worst.
He is the worst.
So he kind of like walks that line.
He does. He walks that line. But
his acting is A1.
His acting, I mean, yeah.
So maybe I'm just confusing his acting with being great.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's why he was an MVP, because he killed it.
And Benitez, because he just kind of is himself. And Sister Agnes.
Yep. I had Lawrence, Agnes, Benitez, and Bellini.
Yeah.
Best characters.
Yeah.
For worse, I did have Tremblay and Tedesco.
Yeah.
But like you said, there is an argument to be made. You can understand Tremblay's actions as a regular human being that's not hyper religious.
Yeah.
You can understand.
Yeah, as a fallible.
Yes.
But for someone who's supposed to be infallible.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
He's the worst. That's what I'm like. That's why he's bad. If this was a regular election or somebody trying to get a promotion at work.
Yeah.
I'd be like, listen, Tremblay is just doing what you have to do to get ahead of life.
Yeah.
But like, this situation, no.
Like when he was standing there after Sister Agnes said what she said about him bringing that other nun there, he had that look on his face like, we're in love.
We're in love.
Right?
That's why Alexander Payne has to direct this, right? He's like, but Where I love, bro, that scene, because that is so funny, bro. He said her pussy gets so wet.
You would not believe it.
I'm like, bro.
One thing you need to know about safety quick.
I'm like, Alexander Payne is crazy. I love him.
But the thing is, if he would direct this film, would it be more of a comedy?
He would. He can't make a film and not make it kind of funny.
But then again, I mean, the Holdovers was a little more serious.
It was definitely more serious, but it still is funny. Great film. Fucking classic.
It is a great film. So we're doing recasting next,
Yeah, recasting couch. Lawrence.
Paul Giamatti, if Alexander Payne's directing.
All right, you beat mine.
I just thought it just now.
I can't believe I didn't think about him. That's great. We're rolling with that. I had Gary Oldman. You know, I was like, I stay British. He's the right age, but I like Giamatti way more. He would play Lawrence so well.
He can bring like so much gravitas.
He can. He can be stern. Like, that's it. All right. Yep. We're going with that. For Bellini, I think I got a good Bellini.
Okay.
Mark Strong.
Oh, Mark Strong is great.
Yep, he's the right age. He's 64. He got a similar look.
Wait, what if we switch? What if we have Mark Strong as Lawrence and Giamatti as Bellini?
I think Giamatti is Lawrence, bro.
He's Lawrence. I'm just asking.
I mean, that could work. It's just Mark. I don't know.
Mark Strong is a great supporting
guy. He is a supporting guy. Yeah. I think Giamatti would lead it better.
Even in the Kingsman movie.
Yes.
Like Kick-Ass,
Kingsman, Kick-Ass, or
John
even
Carter, he was the bad, or not the bad guy, but the alien thing.
Fucking Shazam.
Shazam is Sinestro in Green Lantern.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm like. He's
Sherlock Holmes. He was Blackwood.
He's Blackwood.
Yeah,
he's good, man. He's a lot of shit. Yeah, I like Mark Strong for that.
Yeah,
Agnes. I went with Kathy Bates.
She might be a little too old at this point.
No way, bro. Rosalini's like 70 something.
Is she? Uh-huh. She looks great.
She looks great. She looks really good.
She looks incredible.
Yeah, she looks great. She's like 70 something, dude. Yeah. But look, I think she's 70 or 71. Let's see.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That is amazing. It makes sense.
I was like, she's probably the same age as Ralph Fiennes. And I was like, she's fucking older than him. She's 72.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, she was born in 1952.
Wow. She
she looks great.
She does. She was in that show.
Like, she looks great.
Julia, yeah. Like, what the? And she didn't play a Julia Child, but she was Julia Child's friend in France.
Oh, that's dope.
They wrote the cookbook together. And they would communicate constantly. But I didn't realize she was...
Yeah, I'm like, she's
that old.
Yeah, but she's 10 years older than Ralph Fiennes, and she looks 10 years younger.
Huh?
Yeah, like, Ralph Fiennes is British.
Yeah.
No, he is British.
Wow.
So, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You got me.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't think of anybody else who could come in that short amount of time and make the impact she made. Yeah, because I'm like, who's strong enough? Maybe like a Sally Field or something like that, maybe?
And she used to play the Flying Nun.
She did.
In the 60s.
Yeah. So
honestly, Sally Field.
Sally Field really could be good. A good choice. I was like, someone like that. I was like, you need somebody with.
What about your girl, Jane?
I thought about Jane, but I was like, she's too old, but she looks young. So yeah, she could play it.
Yeah, yeah.
But for her, you know, I'm going to want a bigger role. I'm going to have to give her 20 more minutes of screen time.
And that's fine. You can always write it.
I'm going to write you a scene.
You can just film it. Be like, there is a love scene between this man, played by me, and the nun.
They'd be like, well, why are you in this?
Just film this for me.
Yeah.
And like, leave it on the cover.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't need to put it in the movie.
This
I'm
is
like,
just for me.
Listen, we're paying this woman how much? We're going to do this. Tremblay, Lithgow. I went with Stellan Skarsgård.
Perfect.
Yeah, I was like, tall,
he has the
age,
and
stature, attitude. I was like, that he's always a dick. Perfect.
And another person I actually thought of for Lawrence, and I don't know if this would work, even though Paul Giamatti would be perfect. I was thinking of Colin Firth.
Oh, he would be. Oh, my God. He'd be good.
Yeah.
He'd be great.
You're going with the Kingsman.
Too good looking?
Well, I don't know. He's already worked with Mark Strong.
Yeah, dude.
With Kingsman, so they have.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
Either one. Colin Firth is just same thing, just as good. And he's British.
Yeah.
So maybe we should go with Colin Firth. Colin Firth it is, man. And I was feeling Giamatti, but Colin Firth.
Because I was thinking Hugh Grant at first.
Too young.
Yes, and then I thought of Colin Firth, and I'm like, he might be able to pull it off.
Colin Firth could do it.
Because he's done the serious, like the Jane Austen stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude. Think about like the King's Speech and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I hate that movie, but he's good in it. Yeah. Benitez, I went with Oscar Isaac. I couldn't think of no small Spanish-y looking guy.
I was thinking of the dude that's in Andor.
Oh, Diego Luna?
Yeah, Diego
Luna. Oh, man, he would be really good.
Yeah, but would he be
too young? He might be too young, though. Yeah, I was like, he's young. Yeah. That's what I was like.
Oscar Isaac would be.
Oscar Isaac. And even though he's a little, he's younger than them, but this guy was younger than them, too.
Pedro Pascal.
He would be good. He's too big.
But he won't shave his mustache.
He won't. And he might be too tall and, like, masculine.
Yeah, that's true. Because
Oscar Isaac's a little bit smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I thought of him.
No, I think that's a good pick. Yeah, Oscar Isaac.
And Oscar Isaac, he got the gray. I mean, he looks a little bit older.
Yeah.
And I think you're gonna love my Tedesco, Jeff Goldblum.
Perfect.
Yeah, I was like
Jeff Goldblum in anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Look, he might be a good Tremblay too.
He would be a good either one.
Either one. Yeah.
We could swap the Tremblays.
Yeah. Because
Skarsgård could play. Tedesco, but Goldblum looks more Italian,
and Skarsgård would be better as Tremblay.
Yeah, he would.
I think you're right.
He look wise, like, cause Tedesco's got to be Italian. Goldblum, he looks like he could be Italian. So I don't know what he is, but he could be play Italian.
Goldblum, he's probably Jewish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Director, I think we found
him. Yeah,
the pain.
Yeah,
the pain. Bring the pain. Unanswerable question.
And Payne likes to adapt books.
He does. He loves it. That's his favorite thing. He'd have a blast with this. I bet. I think I read somewhere that he really liked Conclave, actually. So he probably was like, shit, I could have did this.
Yeah.
Unanswerable questions. I only have one. How did it work out with Pope Benitez?
Yeah. Was he as progressive as Bellini would have been?
Yeah. I think he would have been, especially given a situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, how you going to sit? Actually, no. Carlos Sofia Gascon, she's a tranny woman. She's racist as hell. So, whatever.
Yes.
Prop you want from the movie. I said, just give me a robe, dog.
Yeah.
That's like, give me a robe.
I don't know. Maybe the Pope's ring.
The Pope's ring. I thought about that, too. Or one of the little cross necklaces that Adam Johnson fire. I'm like,
give me some tortellini.
Yeah, we hung, right?
Yeah.
Shit, that's rare. How often do you get tortellini?
Fresh, freshly made. You
probably get that once a year, if that.
And you saw those nuns that were made, and they were ancient.
They knew exactly. I'm like, these chicks been doing this since 1957. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been doing this for a minute, so. That's the film, man. Yeah. Like, now we broke it down. I think you're like, you know what, bro? Should it win Best Picture? Wouldn't be a bad win.
It wouldn't be. And you're right, because it would actually be a win for, like, more.
I think it'd be a humanity win.
And also, like, the message, it's subdued.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, like you said, it's not in your face.
It's not slapping you in the face.
Yeah, especially they're not giving you a mushroom tattoo on the face.
Yeah, because the fucking main thing about it that turns it all around, you don't get to, like you said, the last like 7 minutes of the movie, bro. Yes. I'm like, the movie's basically over. You're like, oh, yeah, we're about to wrap this shit up. And you're like, hold on, what?
Yeah, what?
If you left the theater early because you're like, oh, this shit's over, you fucking missed it.
Yeah.
So
they're not going to elect a Pope. I'll see you guys
later. I'll see y'all later, bro. Like, it's going to be Lawrence anyway, whatever. So.
It's like when we went to see No Way Home, and that dude locked his keys in his.
Yo, Daryl, like, man. Yeah, I was like, he's like, bro, what I missed? I was like, everything.
Yeah, I was like, why are there three Spider-Man?
Yeah, he was like, wait, where did this motherfucker come from? I was like, bro, like I said,
he came you from.
Just, I'm like, listen, you wasn't getting the bitch unlocked now anyway. You should have waited. I just waited. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna enjoy it. I paid my money to watch this. I'm gonna go ahead and watch it.
Yeah,
but. Grades, man.
I'd say a solid A.
A solid A for me, man. I it's really grown on me, and I'm like, it's one of the films I keep talking about, you know, unconsciously. I'll just bring it up at random times, and I think about it at random situations. Cause that's how I convinced Cora to watch it. I just kept bringing it up, and she's like, "You know what, dude? You keep talking about this fucking movie." She's like, "What's it on?" I was like, "It's on Peacock." She's like, "You know what? I have Peacock. I'm gonna watch it." And she did, and she was like, "You know what? It was way better than I expected." And I was like, "I told you."
Yeah.
I was like, "If it wins Best Picture, I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it. I won't be." I know I gotta watch out, man. Conclave is surging up on that ass. Yeah. So.
And it might be a safer bet.
It might be a safer bet.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
Just because of Anora.
Anora's content. Yes, that's what I'm like. Anora is raunchy as shit. Like, yeah.
But that's Sean Baker.
That's Baker.
How he exposes society.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But the Oscars, like, are we going to really give Best Picture a movie with all this nudity and stripping and sex work in it?
I mean, The Substance. But the nudity and The Substance isn't
It's not pornographic. The Substance is.
It's more.
It's a. You know, it's showing lives and it's showing.
Yeah.
Age and image. It's about image and self-image.
It's almost about how women objectify themselves
and
for fame
and acceptance or feeling whatever.
We talked about that when we talked about The Substance.
We didn't, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well. There was so much other shit. Conclave, like I said, Conclave is opening a lot of doors and windows.
Yeah, you're right. It's very political, but it has to do with like right now, but also it has to do with like 60
back
years
in the day.
Like, probably 60 years in the future.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah.
So we'll Oscar recap, and then we'll talk Gene Hackman. By then, they should know some stuff, and then we'll get into some fun stuff because Oscar season. We're getting our Scott Pilgrim that we talked about, and what was the other fun one? Lego Batman. Lego Batman and Scott Pilgrim after the Oscars.
Michael Cera Day.
It's Michael Cera Day. That's what's up. All right, guys, like and subscribe. I am Dom.
I am Jamie.
This is Cutting Room Floor. Oh, it's a good episode.